Brett Hollander back here on Sportsline on WBAL. And now in just 5 days, pitchers and catchers will officially report to Sarasota, Florida for the Baltimore Orioles. And joining us now, Rock Kubacka of MassinSports.com. Hot Stove Baseball tomorrow for Rock and Jim Hunter right here on BAL. Rock, how are you?
Doing good. Just packing and getting ready for spring training.
Oh, man. It is on in just a few short days. The offseason feels so short, personally, for me this year because of the length of the Ravens season and also the length of last year's baseball season.
That's exactly it. Usually we were already thinking about the off season around August. Since then, the Orioles make the playoffs. And then, of course, you have guys reporting earlier for spring training because of the WBC. I'm not used to getting down there February 11th.
No.
Is what I'm going to be doing. And you've got pitchers, catchers on the 12th, position players on the 15th, and the game start on the 23rd. So it's like we're getting after it pretty quick.
And by the way, that Trayvon Robinson era came to a quiet end today.
Where have you gone, Mr. Robinson? Now, you may stay in the organization. You could clear waivers. I don't know. But I've had a lot of people saying, hey, we gave up Robert Andino for him. Well, you know, they consider Casilla an upgrade over Andino, for one thing. But at the time, they looked at him as, you know, an outfielder they could maybe use. And then since they've added so many other outfielders, every time they signed another one, I thought he's probably sitting at home going, well, how's there going to be room for me? I'm out of minor league options here. So I was not surprised at all that he was the guy to come off of 40.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. And I guess at this point, that 40-man roster, it is what it is heading into this. Do the Orioles have any wiggle room? Should some trade opportunity come up? Of course, there's really no marketable free agents out there, minus Kyle Loesch, as you blogged about today. And again, I don't think the Orioles are going to spend the money or give up that first-round pick for Loesch. But is this 40-man pretty much set moving forward right now, or is there some wiggle room there?
Well, keep in mind, they still have Jurgens, who supposedly took his physical, and were waiting for the results and waiting to see whether he's passed them, has he failed. Because if they add him, they've got to make another 40-man move. And then I wonder if Danny Valencia is kind of on the bubble now.
Yeah.
Because he's somebody else that, especially with the acquisition of Kanzler, you know, he very well could end up being a third baseman now at AAA, talking about Valencia. So I would think he might be a bubble guy. Yeah, he was somebody not long ago we were talking about being in a DH platoon with Betemy. So things have really changed quickly here.
Yeah, the thing about Valencia is you can't have a conversation with Dan Duquette without him mentioning Casilla or Valencia this entire offseason. And Dan keeps referencing these numbers for Valencia. I've looked him up several times. I'm not really sure where he's getting his intel on that from. But then you have the report out of South Florida, and whether it's true or not, fair or unfair, when you have to make a tough choice, it doesn't help Danny Valencia's case.
It doesn't. And right now, of course, the Orioles aren't commenting. And I talked to somebody kind of privately that said, look, if he was involved in this, it was before we even got him. So what are we going to say? But I think that he was kind of on the bubble even before that report. And, you know, they always point out Dan constantly is looking at the splits. And Valencia does well against left-handed pitching. And Betemy does better against right-handed pitching. And as I wrote recently, every acquisition by the Orioles, you can always look up their on-base percentage and their splits, because that seems to be what drives Dan Duquette to sign these guys. But really, you know, now we have Kanzler and some of the other guys are going to be coming in camp. Valencia is a guy that could get squeezed off the roster. And, you know, if he ends up, you know, being, if he's designated, that's a big if, you know, he could very well could end up in AAA. And that's fine. That's more depth. I mean, if you need him later, if, heaven forbid, something happens to Machado or whatever, and you need a third base, it would be nice to have him in the organization.
Rock Kubacka from MassinSports.com with us here on BAL. And, Rock, the Orioles do claim off waivers today a right-hander, 27-year-old Todd Redman. What can you tell us about him?
Well, he has very, very limited major league experience. Only made one appearance, which is one start for Cincinnati this season. And let's just say it didn't go real well. He gave up 4 runs, 7 hits, and walked 5 guys in 3 1/3. But his minor league numbers are good. In 8 seasons, 71-61 with a 3.58 ERA in 207 games. And again, Dan Duquette likes him. He thinks he's durable and that he can actually pitch in the major league level. Again, it's another depth signing here. I don't expect him to be the Orioles' fifth starter, although he'll get a shot at that, I guess, in camp. But it's somebody for the AAA rotation. And I'm telling you, that rotation is packed now. Even without Joe Saunders, who ended up signing with the Mariners, they still have so many extra arms. If that AAA rotation's loaded, and that's why Bundy and Gausman are going to end up in AA, because there's nobody else you could drop down to Bowie to move those guys up at this point.
Were you surprised, Rock, to learn that Joe Saunders signed a one-year deal with Seattle?
I was very surprised. I thought if he settled for a one-year deal, it would be in Baltimore. Now, John Heyman is reporting that the deal is for around $7 million with incentive that could take him beyond that. Maybe the Orioles looked at that and said, all right, that's too much for Joe Saunders, you know, even for this 1 year. Reportedly, there was a 2-year, $15 million offer on the table, but I find it kind of strange he would settle for one and maybe seven. But if you're looking to do kind of a John Lannon move, sign for 1 year and then go back into the market, maybe he feels like pitching at Safeco, where he's done fairly well, though he's not going to be facing the Mariner hitters now. But pitching that ballpark in the AL West, he has a better opportunity to maybe increase his value than competing in the AL East. You know, Lannon settled for $2.5 million for a year, so at least Saunders made better money than he did.
Assuming that Jair Jurgens does pass his physical at some point, do you consider him on the inside of this rotation as camp starts?
I tell you, because he's got two minor league options left, it's just a wide open competition. I wouldn't be surprised if he made it, if he stays healthy, but I would not be surprised either if he ends up in Norfolk's rotation. Let's see what Jake Arrieta does. Let's see what Steve Johnson does. Zach Britton, to me, is a real wild card here. He was not healthy when camp started, as you know. He had the tired arm, shoulder, sore. He ended up having a surgical procedure. We never really saw him completely right. If he shows up and we assume he's still in perfect health like he has been, and he's got great stuff, he could end up being the fifth star. Not many people seem to be talking about him. So Jurgens is going to be if he passes his physical, is going to be in a really heated competition for that spot. And Buck loves maneuverability with his pitchers, guys that have options. So they love the fact that he's got two of them. They could go ahead and send him down.
It's funny, Rock. Right now, when you look at the rotation, let's just assume everyone's healthy for a moment. Wei-Yin Chen, Jason Hamill, locks for the rotation. Then you have Miguel Gonzalez and Chris Tillman. I think they would have to pitch very poorly not to be in the rotation. That's like basically now five guys for one spot, assuming Tillman and Gonzalez are on the rotation. And then I think the bullpen's pretty set, except for maybe what you do with Mattis and then what you do with the long man spot starter kind of role. And I guess that will work itself out with whoever does not make it in the rotation.
Right. I mean, I'm assuming that Mattis is going to go back to his lefty specialist role, so he'll get an opportunity to start. So if that is the case, then that leaves one spot. And remember, Tommy Hunter's out of options.
Right.
So I keep penciling him in for that spot. However, they love this Rule 5 kid, T.J. McFarland, another lefty. So if he doesn't make the rotation, you got to stash him in the pen or risk losing him. And if you're going to stash him in the pen, and if you're really going to carry three lefties, then that's it for Hunter. So that's why I would not be surprised at all if you hear Hunter's name coming up quite a bit in trade talks this spring, because there is no maneuverability with him because he's out of options. And, you know, if he has a pretty good camp and their team's interested in him, and he looked really good
going
one or two innings in the bullpen, all of a sudden his fastball is, you know, touching 100, you're going to hear his name quite a bit because there's nothing else the Orioles can do with him if they really are determined to keep McFarland and if Mattis is also in the bullpen.
Rock, what do you guys have coming up tomorrow on Hot Stove Baseball here on WBIL at 1:30?
You know, I'm still trying to get the guest list confirmed. I've heard rumblings, but since nothing's confirmed, I can't really say for sure. But I know we're going to spend 90 minutes talking baseball. We've got a couple of Orioles supposedly calling in.
Well, it'll be fun, and you maybe sort out this big Trayvon Robinson move and also the Todd Redman beginning of his era here in Baltimore. So lots to sort through as pitchers and catchers are now just 5 days away from reporting in Sarasota. And you're set to report.
That's right. I've got the sunscreen going. I talked with somebody the other day that said it was 82 in Sarasota.
Yeah.
So if you have to work every single day for 7 weeks, 8 weeks, you may as well make it in that kind of weather.
Yeah, it'll be a little longer this year. Rock Abacco from MassinSports.com. Rock, I'll see you down there on February 20th.
My pleasure. Thanks.
That's Rock Abacco. We're back with more next here on WBAL.